How's it going, Stuart?
Hey Patrick, how are you?
Good, how are you, man?
Good. I can't find that. I did call them and I've got the payoff amount.
Okay. Yeah, that works. I can just go ahead and get that breakdown from you and then go ahead and forward that all over to my underwriters.
Okay.
So you said there's no like contract or, you know, paperwork that you can work up for that?
No, I looked through. I must have deleted them all and I didn't print anything.
No worries.
Out.
Yeah, that's fine. So, yeah, we can just go ahead and get the, you know, breakdown. We'll start with a quarter spot. Looks like you had about 10K. Was that original?
Well, what's due now is 10,172.49.
10,172.49.
Yep.
How much did you originally take on with him?
14.5.
And when did you do that too?
What's that?
How long ago was that?
June. And that was a year payback, but obviously you know how this works, so it's ridiculous.
Right, right. Just recently. Yeah, I got you. Was that just recently, this past June?
Yeah.
Okay, and it looks like Jeremiah had the daily payment down for that one for about $72 to $77. Is that correct?
It's $72.77.
Right on then. And how much longer do you have left on that? How long was the original term?
That's a year, so it's June.
Okay.
Of 2017, there's 156 payments left.
156 payments left. Perfect. Do you maybe know what rate you had on that as well, or not off the top of your head?
Not off the top of my head.
Do you know what the repayment amount was? I know you originally took on 14.5.
Well, you'd have to do. You know, I'd have to
calculate that.
You know, calculate it.
No worries, just figured see if you have that. Alright, so let's see, the next one you had looks like with Quick Fix, right?
Right.
Perfect, so you have about 4K remaining on that too?
Actually it's $6,503.53.
You said 53 or 63?
53.
53. So that's how much did you originally take on with them?
$8,000.
And when did you do that?
Well, it was 88 payments and there's 49 left, so it's almost halfway paid. It was like, you know, 12,000 payback on it.
Okay, you said there were 88 total payments and you have 40 left. Is that right?
49
left.
It'll be paid off January 20th.
Jan 20th. And then what's the daily like on those?
That one's 132.73.
132.73. Perfect. And then do you maybe know the total payback on that one as well, or same thing?
Yeah, not offhand.
All right, that's fine as well. And then have you explored going back to either of those to bring on additional funds too, or weren't interested in going back to them?
I may. QuarterSpot actually just sent me, you know, that I was eligible because, yeah.
And would that be just kind of adding on to what they already gave you, or a refinance for that?
I didn't even contact them, so.
Oh, no worries.
Yeah.
Have you gone to your local bank or, you know, anything like that?
No.
Perfect. All right. Awesome. And then you don't have any other current business loans out currently, do you?
No, that's it.
Okay, perfect. And then also, since I have you on the phone as well, could you kind of just give me a breakdown of, you know, what specifically you'd be using this money for? I know you wanted to refi both of those loans, but, you know, what else would you be using that capital for? Just kind of, you know, operational or?
Just, yeah, operational expenses.
Just kind of keep some for safety?
Yeah, and just to have some, you know, backup as I'm, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Coming
definitely.
In the winter. You know, there's just, you know, everything I do, there's upfront money that's needed. You know?
Right. And your business is not seasonal, too, right? You guys stay pretty busy all year round?
Yeah, because I do snow plowing and I do other...
The landscaping and the...
I work with.
Right. Yeah. Right, I got you.
I do other work.
What's the busiest season for you? Is it during the winter or... More of the landscaping.
More from, you know, like March through November. Just, you know, December, January, February, a little slower. But like I said, I have real estate agents I work with. I, you know, keep busy with doing work on foreclosures and that stuff. So.
Oh, I got
gotcha.
You.
And then I do snow plowing. I have snow plowing contracts, so I have money that comes in off of those.
Right. So just about in general, you'd be looking for about $16,000, $17,000 to get both of those refied. And then how much would you be looking to net on top of that?
As much as I could.
Okay. All right. I can go ahead and, you know, make note of that too. What about more of a need for the business? I mean, what I know you could, you know, necessarily want versus need, but... What would be satisfactory for you guys? Like 6,000, 10,000, 20? Just kind of a ballpark.
Eight or 10.
8 or 10, perfect. And then I also had, it looks like you were looking to bring on some snow removal equipment as well, correct?
Maybe, yeah.
What was the specific equipment you were looking to bring on?
Salter.
A salter, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how much is that? About $6,000?
Yeah, about $6,000.
Perfect. Did you have a quote for that too or no?
No, not yet.
Have you already been in contact with the vendor too, or is it just kind of want to see what you can get for it?
Yeah, basically.
I gotcha. Is that... And then what's the, you know, the timetable deadline, I guess you could say, for both of these?
As soon as possible.
Okay, awesome. All right, Stuart, I'll go ahead and update all that to the file, and I'll go ahead and get this finally taken care of by the end of the day here. I should have some answers for you, hopefully by tomorrow, if not on Wednesday, but I will keep you updated with whatever I do here.
Okay, that sounds good.
Perfect. All right, Stuart. Well, thanks for letting me know on all that, too.
No problem. You got it.
All right, have a good extra day, man.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks, bye.